in June, I just became aware, I'd gotten a tip that there was an employee in state government who had, who didn't work in the Department of Law, but who occasionally would interact with Attorney General Kevin Clarkson, and whom Clarkson had struck up kind of a one-sided friendship where he was very often texting this young woman, asking her questions about herself, telling her how beautiful he felt that she was, sometimes asking for pictures of her, asking about her personal life. And then the thing that kind of jumped out to me was how often and persistently he was asking her, inviting her over to his home.
Sort of the sheer volume of texts is a part of this too. How many were there over what period of time?
So what I've seen begins on March 5th and ends around March 31st. And within that time period, there's 558 texts that Clarkson sends to the woman. And she responds to maybe about half of those. She responds to his questions. She's pretty warm and friendly, but also is clearly trying to set some boundaries because he'll text her at night. And then sometimes she just won't respond, and he'll kind of trail off with three or four texts to end a night, and she won't respond until the next morning when she'll say, good morning, and be kind of polite. So a lot. There's hundreds of these texts. There's a lot of emojis and kind of photos. There's selfies from Clarkson. He's sending her pictures of his view from, his state office building, of his dog. Like friendly conversations, and then lots of terms of endearment. And, clearly somebody trying to start a romantic relationship.
Tell me more about her responses to the texts.
I think Clarkson has called them G-rated, and they're certainly not explicit on his end. There are lots of questions about her life. There are lots of comments on her appearance. And I did ask a kind of a human resources professional, or like a couple of people I described these texts to, and then there was one nonprofit in Chicago that works to kind of make sure that women are treated with equality in the workplace. And I did show her about three dozen of these texts and ask for her opinion. And her feeling was that this is somebody who's walking this tightrope where this is a junior employee, this person's at will, they can be fired anytime for any reason, right? And here they are interacting with maybe the second most powerful person in state government, who is just relentlessly trying to erode the professional boundaries and move towards a more intimate relationship.
So the attorney general was on unpaid leave all this month, and I guess prior to resigning today, had been planning on coming back to work September 1st. So what do we know about what the state knew about this situation with the texts and when and how that unfolded?
Well, there's a big gap. So the texts, they were sent back in March. Remember, this is the beginning of the pandemic. So throughout March, he's sending about 20 of these texts a day, as many as 50 a day. And then at the end of March, she just kind of stops responding to him. And then on April 4th, she sends him a pretty carefully worded note that says, "Look, we need to establish some boundaries here. It's not appropriate for me. I don't feel comfortable coming to your house. I appreciate the invitations, but this is my personal phone. Please only call me at work for work-related things." So she really sets a clear boundary and asks him to stop this behavior. I don't know what happens throughout April. I don't know what happens in May. We do know at some point this came to the attention of people within the governor's office. It went all the way up the chain that, at least the chief of staff and apparently the governor, knew that this behavior had happened and that this woman had asked the attorney general to stop. So what happened then? How did the state respond to the woman? Was there a formal complaint filed? Was there an investigation? We don't know any of that. And the state is not telling us, kind of citing personnel rules, saying that's all confidential. But that would be the biggest question I would say is, how did the state of Alaska react to this? Because none of this was going to be made public. Regardless of what is said from here on out, it's almost the end of August. It was never publicly announced that the attorney general was on unpaid leave.